Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. Welcome to our family service, a service where I talk mainly to the children, but give some ideas also for the adults. So why did we sing about Christmas or sing about heaven? Because that's our topic that we're going to be looking at for the adults over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be starting a series on heaven. And so we start with the question, where is heaven? Where is heaven? Who's got some answers? Where's heaven? All around us? Yeah, where's heaven? Where do you think heaven is? Sorry? All around us. What about up in the sky? Up in the clouds? The clouds of heaven? Up somewhere out in space? Okay. There's lots of ideas about where heaven might be. So, yeah, have you got another idea? You got another idea? Where do you think heaven is? In here. Okay, so some say heaven is inside. Some might say, well, heaven is out there somewhere. So where is heaven? What I've done today is in your pew card, I've given a lot of little verses. And so I'm going to ask you children to read along with me, and the adults can read along too. And we're going to read these verses one by one from the Lord's Word and find out what the Lord says about heaven. All right, so let's start with the first reading there. What book is that coming from? Genesis. And where is Genesis in the Bible? Is it the last book in the Bible? It's the first book. Genesis 1, verse 1. The first verse of the Bible. Okay, let's read it together. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All right. So the first words in the Bible tell us the Lord created heavens and the earth. So that's one thing we can get out of it, and we know about heaven is God created it. God created heaven. But now the word heaven, just like in English, in Greek, and in Hebrew, and this is a Hebrew verse, the word heaven refers to the sky. Refers to the sky. We might say the starry heaven when we're looking at the night sky. So heaven has two meanings to it. One, this earthly heaven, this earthly sky that we see, but we also realize there's another deeper meaning about heaven. What is another way of understanding heaven? Where do we go when we leave this body behind? We go to heaven. Okay? So a place we go after we die, we call heaven. All right, so remember these ideas. We're going to start linking them all together. So let's read now the second verse there from Psalm 14. Let's read it together. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. So where is God? In heaven. God is in heaven. All right. And he looks down from heaven. Interesting words. So if we think of God as being above the clouds, we could see him looking down through the clouds on us, couldn't we? So we can see where some thinking comes from. So let's read the next one. Daniel 4. Read it together. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High. Okay. So the previous one said, pictured the Lord up there looking down, and this verse pictures us on earth looking up, raising our eyes to heaven. Okay. So at this point, the Bible makes it seem like heaven is this place up there in the sky. And that's how the Jewish church used to think about the world, that there was a dome over the whole earth, and that heaven was up there in the dome, looking down, that heaven was this place up there. Is heaven a place? Okay, I have some people saying yes, I have some people saying no. Alrighty, let's think about this a little bit more. So in the old thinking, or in one way of thinking about heaven, it's thinking of it as a place we go when we die. Alright? Who thinks that they're going to heaven one day when they die? Please, everyone, raise your hands. Okay. We hope that one day we will go to this place called heaven when we die. But if you're a scientist and you take out your telescope and you look up into the sky and you look out into the universe, can you see that place called heaven? No. The more science has developed and grown, the more scientists have been able to say there is no heaven. Where there's no heaven, show us heaven. Prove heaven, prove God, scientists will say. So is heaven a place? Is heaven a place? In the New Testament, the Lord starts to teach us something different. Something that is outside of what we can see. And the new church teachings go a long way in explaining the spiritual world. When the Lord came on earth, one of the things he tried to teach people, and he tries to teach us, is yes, there is this beautiful earthly creation, but there is another, even more beautiful creation, a spiritual world that we can't see. If we think about the Lord when he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." So the Lord tells us there are things that you cannot see that are part of my kingdom. So let's read our next verse. We're going to read from John 14. Let us read it together. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." A place for you. So is heaven a place? The Lord tells us heaven is a place. Can we see heaven? No. We can't see heaven, but the Lord is telling us there is a place for you in my world. And so that's the first idea that I want you to hold on to, is that heaven is a place. I want you to say that with me. Heaven is a place. Okay, heaven is a place. It's a place we go. Hold on to that idea. Because then the Lord says something completely different. We read in Matthew 3, let us read it together. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Or another way of putting it, kingdom of heaven is near. Now what? Okay. Kingdom of heaven is a place, but the kingdom of heaven is near. So is it a place or is it near? Okay. Both. The Lord has prepared a place for us in heaven. But the spiritual world and the natural world are connected. Or, another way of thinking it, the natural world is a container for things that are spiritual. Okay, so we can only see the natural world, but there are influences here from the spiritual world. If you are a scientist by nature, you will probably know a little bit of the time and space reality that we live in, and that we are constrained, we are restricted by things of time and space. Our thinking can barely even go outside of time and space. Okay? Does that sound familiar to those who are more scientifically minded, right? We are constrained by time and space. But that is a creation. That is part of the Lord's creation. Is the Lord part of time and space? No. We know that the Lord can see everything all at once, as it were. The Lord is outside of time and space, and so is the spiritual kingdom, which heaven is a part of. So that's for the adults. I don't expect the children to grasp that, but to realize that we are limited as to our physical senses about what we can see and what we can experience. And there is resting in the natural world things that are spiritual, that correspond to heaven. And so when the Lord says, heaven is at hand, heaven is available to each one of us now. Now. Let's read Matthew 6. Read it together. This is part of the Lord's Prayer. You may have read it this morning. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. As in heaven, so upon the earth. The Lord wants to bring his kingdom. Okay, so the Lord wants to bring heaven down to earth. But what is heaven? Heaven is not just a place. What is heaven? Let's read our next verse from Matthew 6, verse 20. It says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Okay, who can tell me, what are the treasures of heaven? What are some treasures? If we think about love, is that a treasure of heaven? Okay. From love, what flows in your life? Are you compassionate? What other things might useful? What other things? Kind? Trustworthy? Helpful? Charitable? Yes? Caring? Honest? Understanding? Patient? All those things are treasures of heaven. Can you be kind? Can you be honest? Can you be patient? Can you be humble? There is heaven. There is heaven right with you when you're doing those things. So heaven is this place that the Lord is preparing, but the Lord wants us to start preparing in this world for heaven. Right. So let's read our next one. Matthew 7, verse 21. Let's read it together. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Okay, so the Lord is trying to get us to do his will, trying to get us to be kind and be honest and be helpful and be understanding. Those are the treasures of heaven that the Lord wants us to do now. They are available to us now. And what do you think comes with those treasures of heaven? Do we feel awful? I just feel awful. I've been so kind. I just feel awful. Do you feel that way? No. What does being kind and helpful and understanding do to you? It makes you happy. It brings joy into your life. It brings a warmth into your being. That's the kingdom of heaven right there in our lives. The Lord wants us to do it so that we can experience heaven right now. That we can be in heaven right now. Let's read the last one from Luke 17. The kingdom of God does not come with observation. Nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Right. So the kingdom of God starts right here. The kingdom of heaven starts right here inside of us when we can reach out and love other people. Build up those treasures of heaven. We are building a place for the Lord in our hearts. We are building heaven in our hearts so that one day when we die and we leave this body behind and we are woken up into the spiritual world with a new spiritual body, what remains inside of us is that heavenly place. And it's that heaven within us that draws us up, that the Lord can use to draw us up into heaven, into a place, a spiritual place amongst other communities and other people where we can experience the joy of being kind, the joy of wisdom, the joy of humility throughout our life and to eternity. So the kingdom of heaven is where? It's a place. In a spiritual world. The Lord's kingdom is not of this world. It's in a spiritual world. He prepares a place for us. But the Lord asks us to start preparing for that life right now. Start preparing for that life right now. So that when we die and we are raised up again, the Lord can draw us up into heaven. That love connects us to the Lord and He can draw us close to Him and He can give us the joy of eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, You have created heaven for us. Heaven is a place of love, a place of useful service, a place of community, a place of life almost like this world, but only much better, more perfect and more beautiful. And Lord, You go to prepare a place for each one of us. And Lord, the question that we have for our own lives is, are we preparing for that place while we are in this world? Lord, will You guide us? Will You strengthen us? Will You give us the courage to go out into our day and into our week and to bring those treasures of heaven, those treasures of love down into everything that we do, into our relationships with others, into our work, and into our play, that we might learn to live a heavenly life now and prepare ourselves with Your help for everlasting life. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.